Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures had a mixed day today. We were weaker in corn, stronger in beans, and then lower in the wheat futures. Corn closed down 5 to 6 cents. Have not traded near their lows. We're still about 20 cents off contract lows for the March corn at 425 and three quarters, down 5 3/4. And then soybeans were really strong today. We went through yesterday's highs. March, the front month, soybeans were up 11 at 13.18. And then new crop November beans closed at 11.18, actually down a penny and a quarter. A lot of good prospects for the new crop as we plan over the next few months. And then South America, which is beginning harvest now, but over the next few months, all that soybean crop will hit the market, and the idea is that it will pressure bean future contracts in the coming months. Wheat futures continue their slide. We're still substantially below moving averages, and then after that key reversal yesterday where the market made new contract lows and then rallied and closed quite a bit higher. Today we came in and put the market right back in a negative mode as we traded down near those contract lows. July 14 closed as low as 615.5, down 11 3/4, and that's about 60 cents off of the 50-day moving average.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Two reports this morning regarding the grain futures. The first one was the ethanol production report, and then second was the NOPA crush report in regards to soybean demand. But that ethanol production report, ethanol production dropped this week to just over 6.07 million barrels for the week. That was a significant drop off from last week. Last week we were at 6.433. And then on the ethanol stocks, we were a little bit lower for the week at 16.078 million barrels, just slightly lower than the week before, but higher than where we've been the last couple of weeks. And then profit margins took a hit for ethanol. They're down to about $1.30 a bushel, which we were about $2.30 a bushel a few weeks ago. So those have really come down here. But overall, still profitable for ethanol. The other one was the NOPA crush report. The National Oilseed Producers said that we used 165.38 million bushels of soybeans. The average guess for that report was 163.9, so we're about 1.5 million bushels more. The previous record high was 164.4, which was set in December of 2009, so we're about 1 million bushels more than our previous record, which is why beans were up today, and a really good outlook for the future in terms of demand.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, February live cattle were up $1.77 at 139.42. January feeders gained 80 and closed at 169.40. And February lean hogs were up 60 cents at 86.60. In the grains, Kansas City March wheat was down 11.5 at 620.5. Chicago March corn was off 5 3/4 cents at 425 3/4. And March soybeans were up 11 cents at 13.18 even. And March cotton was up 106 points and closed at 84.79 cents per pound. That's a look at today's futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.